From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Kenny Malone. Take a trip along I-95 and you may not notice it, but you're seeing dozens, probably hundreds, of tiny design decisions that are ultimately about driver attention. From the lettering on a road sign to the shape of a road, engineers are constantly trying to find a sweet spot between getting your attention and distracting you. And as part of our End of the Road series, we wanted to ask an expert about the thinking behind some of these things we see every day on I-95, but aren't really supposed to pay too much attention to. Gene Hawkins does pay attention to those things. He's a professor at Texas A&M University and is one of the leading authorities on why interstates look the way they do. He joins us now. Gene, thanks for talking with us.
I'm glad to be here today.
A lot of the things that we drive by on the interstate are just words and numbers, speed limits and warnings and exit names. And there's actually a lot of thought behind how those words look, even the mix of capital letters and lowercase letters.
That's exactly right. When a word is spelled with all capital letters, it's just a big rectangle from a long distance off. The signing book that existed and still does today is called the Manual on Uniform Traffic Control Devices, the MUTCD. And the signs that were in the 1948 MUTCD used all uppercase letters. And when they started doing the research on signing for freeways, they realized drivers need to be able to see these signs from a long way off. So not only do we want to make them bigger, but we want to use patterns so that drivers can start to recognize the shape of a word.
So let's say I'm driving north on I-95, going about 65 miles an hour, and I know that I'm looking for Hollywood Boulevard. What really am I looking for?
So you know that from a distance, there's going to be a bump at the beginning. There's going to be a smaller bump where the two L's are, and then the Y is going to drop down below the base. And you can look for that pattern before you can actually read the word itself or the letters in the word.
In addition to signage, you're also a civil engineer and a student of interstate and highway history. And you've mentioned before that from an engineering perspective, the most obvious way to build a highway between two points is in a straight line. But I gather that history has taught us that it's a little more complicated than just doing that.
Right. Engineers like straight lines because they're neat and tidy, and they thought by making a straight highway, it would be a safe highway. But when they built these roads that were straight as an arrow, what they found out is people driving long distances on the highway, if it is a perfectly straight road, this phenomenon of highway hypnosis started to appear. Turned out there wasn't enough of a challenge to driving to keep their attention. They'd end up falling asleep, driving off the edge of the road, and suffering a crash. So we tend not to put in highways and roadways that are perfectly straight.
Now, one of the things that we've talked about, having focused on our little 87-mile stretch of the 2,000-mile I-95, is that the end of that road in particular seems lackluster in a way that maybe people wouldn't expect. You're driving south, all of a sudden the road dumps you out onto US 1, and if you're not looking for it, you could totally miss it. But there is a sign. It's just a green sign with an I-95 crest and the word ENDS, E-N-D-S, below it, and that's it.
Well, you know, the idea is you want to keep traffic moving, and you don't want people stopping on the side of the road and taking pictures, and you don't want things occurring that could interrupt the traffic flow, or at least the engineers don't.
Well, Gene Hawkins is one of those engineers. He's a professor at Texas A&M University. Thanks for making time for us, Gene.
Glad to be able to visit with you today.
You're listening to WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kenny Malone.